asking me, pull up any city, probably bitches fucking with me, find out little bitty chef when I call up Whitney, roll up sticky icky, now the whip look like a chimney, now I'm fucking up my kidney, down to nitty pretty, got her blowing like it's windy, drink a legit bitchy, my aroma got her grinning, blowing out her back, she throw her back like she is pissy, push her back into it.
Like it ain't nothing to it. What's up, boys and girlsies? It's Johnny. Hello. Welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for coming, guys. Got a great one planned for you here today. Hopefully we'll have a pretty good time. Well, you guys know me. I'll have a good time, and we'll just see where it goes from there. Thank you guys for tuning in. For all of you guys that have telling me I'm doing God's work and shining the light into the darkness and all of these wonderful things, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is so wonderful to hear that. Thank you to all of you black guys out there that tell me that you're black and you love my show, and thanks for being so honest and so real. And, well, thank you very much, sir. It's very nice to hear that. I appreciate that. I have a lot of people that don't like me because I'm incredibly honest and open and truthful. Now, the things that I do say them a very harsh way, but I do that because everyone else is so soft, not just on YouTube, but the media, the news, everything is so soft now that it makes my dick soft. What I mean, guys, is there was a time when men like myself, who are a little bit of a rough kind of a character, could enjoy the rough characters around us, and it was like a brotherhood of just a band of thieves, so to speak, but really just more or less people that were brutally honest and didn't have time for the bullshit and soft behavior of modern society, which is absolutely the most boring thing I've ever seen. But this is why I give you guys the honest Johnny with no... you know, I don't sugarcoat it or water it down for you guys. You get the whole strength, because that's what men need, their entire strength, not the soft, spineless, noodle-back, jelly-spined version of themselves. Men deserve the best of themselves, and sometimes that is the best of themselves that is not a softened, watered-down version of who you truly are. I know society doesn't like it, but if you're wanting to fit in and kiss society's ass and suck their dick, then you're going to have to change who you are as a person. And if you're willing to do that, well, is your character really worth even knowing or being around? Not to men like me, anyways. All right, guys, let's get into the show. Great one here from Modern Woman's Archives. This nice lady here, whose chest looks as concave as a skateboard top. Let's find out what she's talking about here. All right, she got some dry-ass-looking dryer lint hair. No offense, ma'am. I can tell you've damn near destroyed it, probably due to coloring. Dating in 2023, let's find out. My vote is on she's going to blame it on the men. Anyone? Anyone?
Nah, stop, because I'm actually done with dating. What the hell? You give one guy a chance.
Your shorts suck. Fucking, this is garbage. Women... Number one, your shorts blow. Number two, your shirt is one button open to hide where the titties would be. And you look a little thick in the arms and face area. Again, no disrespect, just throwing out what I see. Your entire outfit blows. So...
might as well.
It's a skirt. You're just fat around the... Okay, you got a gunt. Congratulations, it's a skirt.
I'm just going on a date with this man tonight. We're going to the beach, allegedly. I haven't talked to him in a while, but last time we spoke, we arranged to meet up today to go out. I messaged him this morning on Instagram, and I was like, hey, just checking we're still going on our date, because I hadn't heard from him.
Right, you didn't need to hear from him, stupid. That's how men work. We make a date and a time, and we set an alarm and put it in the calendar or whatever, and then we show up and do exactly what the fuck we said we're going to do. You girls, however, constantly flake out, which is why you feel the need to constantly bother men before the date and drive him away from you immediately, because you're like, are we still going out? And he's like, yeah, we fucking talked about this on Tuesday, don't you remember? We made a date, we planned a time and a date, and that's what planning is. And I would only contact you between now and then if the plans change. Otherwise, I'll see you when we talked about seeing each other. It's very simple for men, but...
And I couldn't say that he'd been active lately, so I was like, what's that about?
So I've been stalking him on social media, and I didn't see that he's been very active on social media, which makes me think that he has a life outside of this vampit social country in which everyone comes together to suck each other off. Oh, love your things. You, oh, love this. Your house, your new car. You, oh, love that. Yeah, yeah, maybe he has a life outside of the fake, inane bullshittery of social media. Remember I talked about that earlier, the absolute fakeness of it, of the men that are there, the women that are there for sure. You see this on YouTube. There are so many content creators full of fake-ass shit, censoring themselves. Come over here and you guys can see me use cuss words. Whoa! I tell you, man, I'm not calling anybody out. I don't talk about any other men, but there's been a lot of men on this platform that have been like, well, I do this for my fans and I'm going to have a getaway from my men. And really, how's that going? Huh? You got all the money? Where's the getaway? Nothing? Not even a campground at this point? All right.
Anyways, just left it. And then this just before, so it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, I kind of need to know what I'm doing. So I went to message him again. I checked Hinge first.
Hinge? Wow, y'all are dumb. Dating apps, huh? Also, look at the dryer lint hair. Why is your hair so dry?
He's unmatched me.
Yeah, you're fat. You don't see your stomach? You don't see how disgusting that skirt looks on you? Women, remember when skirts were cool and they were like appropriately short? It was actually showing off something rather than your grandmother's shirt skirt. This is looks like you're not very intelligent. You're wearing a skirt that's made for like a librarian, except it's got holes in it like you're cool and it's denim as if it's the 1980s. I hate to be the only one to see this and point it out, but you don't know how classless you look? No? All right.
Went back to Instagram.
Look at that gunt. Ugh, I can't stand the gunt on a woman, boy. There is nothing worse than the gunt on the woman, except for maybe the brain on some of them, but ugh.
He's unfollowed me.
Right, I can't believe that. It's like you're a self-centered, sucking, terrible person or something. It's crazy. Look at the, ugh.
Like, sorry? You unfollowed me?
Yes, and you keep backing up to show off your body to the camera because you're a vampit hollow person. And it's okay. You can do whatever you want to. But yeah, that's why I unfollowed you. And again, no gunts. That's rule number one. If you're planning on sleeping with women, guys, don't stoop down and get the ones out of the bottom bin of the trash can.
I just want to know personally what the last straw was. Like,
you're fat.
Was it me and my robe pretending I was a boxer on my story?
Yeah, you're a stupid ass on social media also. That's the other part of it, ladies, is you get on social media and you make these videos that you think are cute that men see and you're like, she's a brain dead fucking moron and I don't want to have to sit and listen to that while I'm trying to enjoy the dinner that I'm paying for. Let's continue.
Like, what was the final straw for him?
Right. What could it have been? I don't know. Maybe the lack of sit-ups that you do? Or don't do in this case.
To just completely ghost me and unfollow me.
Maybe it's because you put your little bit of cleavage up in the video to get attention to yourself. And then you back up to show off your whole body. And then you come back and you show your titties again. Maybe it's because you look like a giant whore on social media.
Unmatch me on Hinge. Like,
on Hinge. It's unbelievable, guys. They don't see it at all. Let me move the mouse over here and see if it'll get her. See this little area down here? See all this down here? Huh? That's where all the, the funk is. Ugh, the gunt.
What the hell?
Show my body off. Look at my booty and my fat dress. I'm wearing my librarian's best dress and my grandmother's shirt with only one button on it. Look at me. Look, I'm wearing a 1980s ripped denim skirt as if we're going to a Metallica concert, but I've got on a really nice top. Me blouse says professional, but me bottom says gutta whore.
Dating. So much fun.
Ugh.
What a vain, self-absorbed 304.
Ah, Modern Woman's Archives, firing right out of the gate.
Acting like she's God's gift, saying, "You unmatched me," as if unmatching her was the biggest mistake of his life. Then she's posing at the end as if she's something special to behold. I truly believe that men should start behaving exactly like them. Just act vain and arrogant as if you are the gift of the world.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm obviously, my name is Jonathan. It means God's gift, but I am not God's gift. It means God is given, actually, but that's, we're not going to get into translation. I don't think that I'm a gift, guys. I just think I give it to you honest. I give it to you real. I'm shedding the light for you boys, and I hope it helps you in some kind of way. This is garbage. Garbage. You see the glasses here? The removal of self and ego. The Gun with John show is about you guys, not about me. It's about you guys. I'm a bit of a jerk and quite frankly, hateable by most standards for most people. And that's fine. Most people are soft and I can't stand their spinelessness. So I guess we're even. Let's continue with this lady.
And women will probably start to throw their lingerie at you. They typically fall for arrogant men anyways.
Mm. She loves the bad boys.
So this is an Ernest post, which is disgusting.
Ernest goes to camp? That Ernest?
But I went on a first date this week that made me delete the apps on my phone. They are not on my phone anymore.
Yeah, they're hookup apps. Women, you're dumb enough to believe they're dating apps, but you're also dumb enough to believe that all your guy friends don't want to slide his penis down your throat. It's a weird thing that you do where you play stupid. Or are stupid. I'll leave it up to you ladies.
The dating apps, of course, not every app on my phone.
Oh, the comedy of women, I tell you. This is the comedic timing, the way you word things. Yeah, it's just, gosh.
I need those.
We got Whitney Not Cummings over here.
The dating apps, and it was a great first date, actually. And
oh, so great that you deleted the dating apps?
It made me feel horrible.
Ah, so you like him, huh?
And made me swear off dating for a little bit, so...
Damn, he must have took a dump on this girl's chest.
How could a first date do that? I'll explain her in a second. I've been dating in New York and LA for, like, the better part of 5 years. Like,
LA! Go on.
Like, I have a degree in...
Ladies, no one cares about your degree. It has nothing to do with men or dating. Maybe if you're dating women, it does, because women only care about money. They don't actually value another human being. So if you're two women coming together and you both have a degree and some money, and well, you can use one another appropriately till one of you does what women do and ditches you with no feelings, empathy, or emotions. Shout out to the men who know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, ma'am. You and your degree with your piece of shit Apple headphones in your ear getting you cancer, allegedly.
In dating in New York and L.A.
New York and L.A., huh?
Like a master's, if it's an accelerated program, I guess that could be fun.
Oh, you have a degree in dating. Oh, you're a huge whore. I missed that part. Go ahead, ma'am. In L.A., in New York? Straight men? Come on.
5 years, depending on the school point is... I've been doing this a long time, and there's a new thing that I've discovered, which is...
Chlamydia?
...is men that show a lot of interest, express a lot of interest, reach out to me first, even go so far as to make plans with me, and then just drop off the face of the fucking earth.
Right. You said something that implied they weren't going to get lucky or that you wanted them to pay for something, and they're like, oh, it's another vampit hollow cunt. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't care for them. They're shallow and hollow and empty, and they have no empathy. They don't value people, which is all women, really. But yeah, you said something, and he was like, yep, I'm not wasting any time on this idiot.
This is the kind of scenario we're talking about. Like, we go on a date, we hook up, whatever it is.
We go on a date, or we hook up, whatever. Whatever. You know, maybe we have a nice dinner, maybe I funnel his cock down my throat, don't clip that. Isn't it interesting how women do that? They just gloss over that. Yeah, I've been on a date with 1,000 men. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we get it.
Later, they text me. I do not text them first. I'm so careful to like let the guy think he's in control. And blah, 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 blah.
Let the guy think he's in control. Men, learn to pay attention to language cues. I tell you guys that they're in control. You're not in control, even though you feel like you're in control. But the problem is you put too much care and thought into them, in which case they manipulate you because you think, oh, well, I'm in control. I'm a tough guy. She likes me. And yeah, she sucked my dick. So she's got to really care about me. No, 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 no. She does that with everyone. She's the common gutter rat. Let's continue.
Like, let them deal with it and take the reins. Awesome. They text me and they say, oh, I'd love to see you again. And we make plans. And then somewhere in the conversation, they just drop off.
Right. Yeah, good men.
And that's mean, because it's like if...
Oh, this is me. They quit talking to me and doing exactly what I want them to do, and I didn't get my way. I'm a petulant, spoiled, rotten brat child. Mwah. That's mean. They didn't do what I want. Men, have you ever had a woman do anything actually mean to you? I'll wait.
If you've asked a girl out, or gone out with someone even, I do think you are kind of obligated if they reach out.
Right. Obligation, huh? From a woman that is rich.
To you. To tell them that you don't want to see them anymore if you don't want to see them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, women. Tell you what. You go first. You start doing that first and we'll catch up to you.
And it's a mind fuck because...
Oh, really? Right after the vagina fuck, you got mind fucked, huh?
It's like, okay, did I misread that entire situation? Like...
Yeah, he was just trying to dump it on you. Yeah, that's all.
Am I misreading social cues?
Social cues. Boy, you women. Boy, y'all will fuck a social butterfly, won't you? You just love social this and social that and social this and communism and socialism. And do you ever think for yourself or do you always just react as kind of like a bunch of seagulls flying in the same pattern together? No, just all do the exact same thing and expect different results while all of you fail miserably at the exact same thing because you all tried the exact same thing. Oh, wow. I think they call that insanity if you do it for a couple thousand years and still don't realize that you're the problem.
Am I, like, not as emotionally intelligent as I think I... Like, am...
Emotionally intelligent? I'm gonna go as far as to say you're not as intelligent as you think you are. Which is comical, really.
I completely wrong here.
Yep.
And it also just makes me feel horrible because...
Oh, no. You feel badsies? Oh, no. Somebody didn't do what you wanted to and behave in a manner that you think was great and they didn't come up and make you feel like you were super special? Wah. Wah. Lord knows men have never dealt with that.
Because rejection is hard and...
Right.
Rejection feels bad, but...
Yeah... Until you realize that it is indeed a devastating liberation, you've been set free from the shackles that once bound you, men. That rejection saved you. But let's continue.
What feels worse than that to me is like...
A dick in your ass?
Okay, so you don't have the respect for me as like a...
Oh, respect. Wow, I was way off.
A human being to just tell me like how you're...
Right. No woman's ever done that before.
You're actually... feeling like you just don't respect me as a person with
well I don't you're right you want to know why men you weren't gonna fuck them anymore or you weren't fucking them in a timely manner and they were like I'm gonna fuck somebody so this bitch I'm done with and you're like they don't respect me but then again you were using him for attention money and clout you only date the guys you don't date the guy that has a bus pass he has to have a nice car and money and social status because you read social cues. Because you're retarded. That's why. And you can't figure it out. He doesn't respect me. Nope. Respect is earned and he was trying to bone you and you were making it difficult. So he went to bone somebody else. Respect was never involved. Certainly not personal respect on your end, ladies. You don't respect yourselves and you expect other people to respect you. Which is comical from a male standpoint.
Feelings and thoughts and emotions. So the guy I saw...
Feelings, thoughts, and emotions indeed, guys. Something you men should never operate in. Don't operate in feelings or emotions. You get manipulated that way. You're not supposed to do that, okay? When you get really emotional and stuff, it's Hulk smash time. Say it with me. Not emotions. Not in an emotional way. It's stoicism. I'm walking away. I'm going to go lift some weights. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to do all these other things, but I'm not going to... In any way react in emotions. It's going to be difficult because you will still feel human emotions. We haven't been able to completely remove them yet as men, but we will figure that out one day. And when we do, we will be unstoppable because we won't slow down every time somebody like this is manipulating our emotions. Guys, I'm in danger. A man said this and did this and poor pitiful me and we're totally equal, but I need you to pay my bills and come save me. Yeah. No thanks.
This week, we were out until like 1 in the morning, which is not healthy for a first date. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But, went great. From my point of view, went...
From your point of view, did he get pussy? Because if he didn't, it didn't go great from his point of view. That's what he was there for, believe it or not. And I know you women are like, no, he cares about me. He wants to know about my political opinions. And nope, did he get pussy juice on him? No? Okay, it was a bad date for him. He wasted his time, energy, and money on you, and he went home with a dry penis.
Great, fully expected to hear from him. Didn't hear anything. It happens.
Right. Seems to, you said it happens, so that implies that it happens to you regularly, which means you haven't figured out why it happens yet, which is also strange.
I waited a couple days, reached out, nothing.
Right. You're not in high school anymore, so if you're not fucking the guy, this is how adult relationships work. That's what the man is interested in from the get-go. Period. Now, later on, he can develop feelings and all of these other useless fucking emotions with one of you women, but at first, we're just thinking about boning you, pretty much. And the harder you make that, the more agitated we get with your stupidity. Let's continue.
And it made me feel sincerely horrible. It made me...
Feelings again, huh? Boy, I tell you.
I feel really, really bad.
Oh, I felt bad.
About myself.
Oh, I feel bad.
Like, I just can't keep doing this and can't keep going through, like, the mindfuck.
Aw, so mindfuck, can't keep doing this. That sounds a lot like Body Count Matters to me. Oh no, Grandma John said the terrible thing, ladies. Oh, high body count fucks your brain up. Which, let's face it, it doesn't need much more fucking up, ladies. You know what I mean? You're right on the edge of silliness.
Like the bait and switch.
Right, the bait and switch. It's funny when a woman says it.
Wonder how many guys she has made to feel horrible during her prime years. It all sounds like karma to me. Coming back to bite these 304s on the ass.
Karma's a bitch.
I went on a horrible date tonight.
Boy, you are a mealy-mouthed muskrat. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams at the Free Agent Lifestyle. Lady, your hair is not washed, not bathed, looks oily, looks dry as dryer lint. Got it pulled back in a lazy ponytail with your best t-shirt on. And you're on the internet. I tell you what, go ahead, tell us about your date. You look barely fuckable anyways.
But the worst thing about it happened afterward.
Go on.
So, I'm on the date. The guy's kind of odd.
He's odd? You look like a fucking... Never mind. Well, I was going to say lizard, but go ahead. He's odd. He's odd.
We're just not clicking.
That's because you're not attractive. He's with you, and you're like, he's odd, and he's like, this bitch is ugly.
He keeps just, like, talking over me very loud.
Yeah, you were running your fucking mouth and didn't know your place as a woman. Guys, this is not hate when I say this. It's not sexism. It's not hate. It's not anything else. This is the way it's always worked with men and women. Men are the prize. If you want to be around a man, learn to shut your fucking mouth. I don't care if you like it or not. This is how it works. You're in the presence of a man that you want to pay for shit, and he's supposedly the catch because he can pay for shit, and you're in debt, ladies. Let's not forget, you're fucking destitute. So shut your fucking mouth and be respectful. Right? Period. This is how we test you women. Is she trying to talk all the time and or talking over me when I'm still talking? Sometimes a man stops for a brief second because of a semicolon, not a period. And a woman jumps in and says some dumb shit. One, because she wasn't actually listening to what the man was saying and he's testing for this. And he realizes, oh, she's not listening. She's just responding instantly. She's just waiting for the next time it's her turn to talk. That's how we know when y'all are extra dumb and not listening. And not respectful of a man. But by all means, go on. It's me. It's all me. He was talking over me. Oh, did you stop talking or did you continue to try to pull your penis out and act like a big man?
Every time I would say something about like what I do for work.
Nobody gives a fuck. The guy on the first date doesn't care what you do for work. Yes, it's small talk. Small talk is boring and it makes my penis soft. We don't have time for that. I swear, women act like they're still in sixth grade on their first date. Oh, yeah, I was talking about some inane bullshit and he didn't want to hear it. Yeah. It's amazing.
He would, like, explain to me why the things that I do are...
Okay, you sound like a feminist lesbian, no offense, but that's immediately what I hear right now. He was explaining to you stuff because you sound stupid. I picked that up immediately.
Hard? And that it must be so hard for me to run a business as a woman like myself. He's like, that must be so hard for you.
He was trying to lift you up, stupid. It is obviously isn't hard for you. Your business probably doesn't entail any physical activity, and based off your t-shirt, you don't make any fucking money. So, he was trying to lift you up by saying that, but you immediately took that as an insult because you're an insane person. You can't, you know, you're constantly trying to think, well, what does that mean? And there's all these hidden meanings and your feelings are bubbling over. And meanwhile, he just threw out a blanket statement. Wow, it sounds like that's really, man, really cool. You run a business. That sounds tough. And it sounds like you handle it well. Compliment. But go on. How'd you fuck that up?
Like running your own, like running a business all by yourself. Like you must have like, you must be exhausted. And I'm like, I'm okay. I'm not the one complaining here.
He's complaining? How is he complaining? Women, God, do you not see how you look to other people outwardly?
It was just very odd. So he just like, I would say like, oh yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
I have to manage my own website, social media. And he'd be like, well, that's so hard because like, you have to get the social media to get it to your website. And I was like, I know!
Cunt. Exhibit A.
Anyway. Besides the point. That's why the date was bad.
Oh, well, you're going to be lonely forever because no man's ever going to want to put up with your bullshit.
So,
and you're ugly. That doesn't help at all. You're like a 4 or 5, maybe. I'll give you average. You're a 5, maybe.
About 2/3 of the way through the date, he goes to the bathroom.
Well, what'd you do with your bird nose?
And while he was in the bathroom, we were in a place that I like knew the servers. So our server stopped by.
So you're a whore. You've been on enough dates at this place that you know the servers, huh?
And said, like, oh, how's it going? And I was like, honestly, like, not great.
Right. So you talked about your date behind this man's back with someone else that you're not even friends with, just an acquaintance, which means that you are a loose lips sinks ships type of bitch. Don't you understand, women? We don't want you to talk about us, what we do, our relationship with you. Anything else involving us that you spin or spill to someone else makes you a leak. It makes you a security risk. Don't you understand that? No, too fucking stupid to understand that. Okay. Well, good luck.
I don't know. And then she was like, oh, do you want me to bring the check? And
oh, it was a she. So the two of you conspired. Ha ha. What a shock. She put it in your head that it wasn't going well when she asked. Probably with the way that she asked and the cadence in which she said it, which led you to the answer. You might not even have thought it was going badly before, but when she posed the question like that, oh, you don't look like you're having a good time, or whatever she said, something cunty, I'm sure. But, right?
I was like, yeah, when you get a chance, that'd be great. Then she walks away. Short little conversation of how's it going? I say not great. She asked the...
Yeah, we got it, stupid. Now you've done it twice.
Check. I say sure. He comes back. She brings the check. She says together or separate. I say separate. He says together, insists on paying. I say okay. We wrap up the date. We leave. And then as soon as I get home, I get a message from him that says a catfish and late for the date.
I told you were fucking ugly.
Wow, Cassie. Good luck.
You're ugly as fuck. Do you not get it? Is your head so far up your ass you don't realize you have a bird beak, dry ass lips, nasty looking dryer lint hair? You don't get it? And she thinks she's the shit. She thinks she was like, I run a business and I'm king shit of Turd Mountain. Just another vampit hollow cunt.
Huh? And I said, mind you, I was 2 minutes late for the date.
Late is late. If you are not 15 minutes early for whatever you're headed to, you are fucking late. If you are a man, hear me well, be early. At least 15 minutes. It's called being on Lombardi time. It's about a coach who was known for always being on time because he didn't waste other people's time with his own bullshit. This is important. It sets a standard. It shows character. It shows class. It shows a level of sophistication, and it shows a level of respect for other people's time, which I know for most of you idiots is going to be just way out of the realm of possibility because you have no consideration for anyone other than yourself. Ladies. Go on, 5. Tell us about it.
The date was at 7:30. I got there at 7:32, and I texted him like, hey, I'm running a little bit late.
Why? What the fuck could possibly be going on in your own life as a business owner? It's not like you were clocking in for somebody else. What the fuck could possibly be going on that you couldn't make it there on time?
So that's a little bit of an overreaction.
Nope. It's called respect for oneself, and you're not going to put up with some bullshit from some idiot.
The catfish part. I said catfish? Like, you feel like I catfished you?
You are ugly, lady. Turbo ugly. I get it. There are still people that would put their penis in you and let it splooge, but they'll do that with fruit or a hand. You are not attractive. I'm sure your pictures look great on the internet, but this is how you present yourself to possibly the entire world had this video gone viral. In a t-shirt with your hair in a lazy ponytail and may or may not have a bra on with saggy droopy titties. Tell me I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the bad guy. Well, of course I am. You're not attractive, lady.
And he said, yeah, catfish, dot, dot, dot. As I was walking to my car from the date, a guy that was at a neighboring table pulled up next to me and told me that you were talking smack about me while I was in the bathroom.
Oh, Andy heard that? Oh, what a cunt.
Huh?
Oh, wow. And you have the mannerisms of like a cartoon dog from the 70s. Yeah, you're stupid.
One wasn't talking smack. The waitress asked how it was going. Wasn't going well.
You're not supposed to say it's stupid. You're supposed to tell her to mind her own fucking business. That's what men like. Privacy. Trust. Duty, honor, loyalty, dignity. Don't tell the enemy where we fucking station our troops.
Answered honestly. Two, why was...
I answered honestly. Yeah, you're ugly. How's that for honesty, you cunt?
Was that guy listening? And three, why would he tell him that?
Brotherhood, duty, honor, loyalty, dignity. All of the things that you bitches don't possess. That's why. Because men with balls possess these traits. Baby boy, soy boy, beta male men do not. Oh, I'm not going to say anything. She's such a wonderful woman. I don't want to. Men will tell. Men back men up because nobody else fucking will. Strong men will always take the side of strong men.
Like,
that nose is fucking janked too, man.
That's terrible. Like, why would you tell the guy that?
Loyalty, duty.
So weird.
Honor.
Anyway, and so I'm like, that's not catfishing, first of all. Like,
you're fucking ugly.
I don't know what you think that is.
I know some of you watching right now, maybe even some of you women are like, but John, you're bald. You're old. I'm not supposed to be the pretty one, fat ass. You are.
And I was like, huh? Anyway, I was like, sorry. I don't think that's what happened, but...
Doesn't fucking matter what you think. You could have left it at I don't think and still been accurate.
But I'm sorry if you're upset and he just...
You're not sorry because you don't have feelings or empathy. You say things like this, women, as if they mean things. I'm sorry. No, the fuck you're not. You're about to say something snide that's going to show that you're not actually sorry. I'll guarantee. Here we go.
Going off on me and finally we just unmatched. I was like, this is...
If it was another woman who did this, she would think it's just women looking out for other women.
Aww.
I'm not surprised. It's the most awful thing in the world if a man does it, though.
Hmm.
It's amazing to me how these 304s cannot stand it when the shoe is on the other foot. When men do the same behaviors that women have been doing to men all of this time, men are considered evil for doing it. But when women do it towards men, it's all fair game.
Hmm.
Hypocrites!
Action is what bridges the gap between setting a goal and achieving it. Take little actions every single day to pursue the outcomes you desire in your life. The goal-driven male will help you to facilitate this process more easily.
What a nice thing to say, man. Shout out to Modern Woman's Archives. The guy is very, very smart gentleman. I've listened to him for years. We reacted to his videos. He always adds an incredible commentary. So make sure you check out his channel. Make sure you hit like, comment, and subscribe. Go over and buy his book, which is This Way, Not the Other Way, The Goal-Driven Male on Amazon. Go over and check him out. Let's give him some support since we have obviously ripped his whole catalog here for the most part. Anyways, boys, I'm gone with John. Thanks so much for hanging out with me here today. It's phenomenal to see you guys again. It's bright and early. As always, you know I like to get up and get my day started nice and early. So, thank you guys. I'll get this one uploaded for you here in a few minutes, and then we'll do one or two more for later on today and one or two more for tomorrow. And I've got like four or five other ones that I've been waiting to schedule for when I do finally take a break and take a few days off. But every time I think about doing that, I get like 20 messages from you guys on different platforms and comments here on YouTube that say, hey, yeah, don't take a break. We love your content. Please continue. So thank you. Thank you. I'm actually flattered. That makes me feel good that some of you guys actually do laugh at my content and enjoy it. And for all of you women that are getting butt hurt, well, just understand, I just do this to be honest so that you can see what honesty looks like. It's not always pretty. Well, I mean, it's gorgeous, obviously. But what I mean is sometimes it hurts. The truth hurts sometimes. But I do it because you can't get it anywhere else. Everywhere else is soft and watered down and... But this is what real men look like and think like. Unfiltered. Raw. It's kind of nice. Anyways, I'm gone with John, boys. We'll see you next time. Deuces. I come on the playlist and I bet you do not skip me. Pull up any city, probably bitches fucking with me. Find out little bitty chef when I come up with me. Roll up sticky, icky, now my whip look like a chimney. Now I'm fucking up my kidney. Down to nitty gritty, got a blowing like it's windy. Trick out legit bitchy, my aroma got a grinning. Blowing out her back, she throw it back like she is pissy. Push your back into it. Like it ain't not to it. Shake, shake that ass, girl.